The United States is set to import hundreds of millions of eggs from Turkey and South Korea to help ease the rising prices caused by a severe bird flu outbreak, U.S. officials confirmed. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins made the announcement, stating that these imports would provide relief to the U.S. egg market in the short term. Egg prices in the U.S. have soared by more than 65% over the past year, with projections signaling a further increase of 41% in 2025. This surge has been primarily driven by a widespread avian flu outbreak that forced the culling of millions of chickens, significantly reducing the domestic egg supply. To tackle this crisis, the U.S. is looking beyond its borders for solutions. We are talking in the hundreds of millions of eggs for the short term. It's not insignificant, but it's significant enough to help bring the prices down, Rollins told reporters at the White House. She added that the U.S. is in talks with other countries to secure additional supplies, although she did not specify which nations are involved. Turkey and South Korea are the first countries to step up, with shipments already being arranged. Rollins revealed that she had recently spoken to representatives from several other countries that are expected to begin egg exports to the U.S. shortly. The aim is to bolster egg supplies while U.S. poultry farms recover from the bird flu epidemic. In addition to the imports, the U.S. government has announced a comprehensive $1 billion plan to combat the bird flu and stabilize egg prices. This plan includes $500 million allocated for biosecurity measures, $100 million for vaccine development, and $400 million for financial relief to farmers impacted by the outbreak. The USDA is also providing free consulting services to commercial egg farms to help them secure their facilities and prevent further outbreaks. While these efforts are expected to gradually restore the domestic egg-laying industry, it could take several months before chicken populations are fully repopulated and the U.S. is able to return to self-sufficiency in egg production. In the meantime, the imports from Turkey and South Korea are seen as a necessary measure to meet demand and prevent further price increases. The bird flu outbreak, particularly the wave that began in 2022, has had a devastating impact on U.S. poultry farms. More than 156 million birds have been killed, disrupting the supply chain and causing prices to climb. This situation has also become a political issue, with former President Trump blaming the surge in egg prices on the Biden administration's handling of the bird flu crisis. During a recent address to Congress, Trump placed the blame for high egg prices on President Biden, asserting that the current administration had failed to manage the situation properly. Joe Biden especially let the price of eggs get out of control, and we are working hard to get it back down, Trump said.